Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我们现在已经十二月了，而且十二月中了。大家有没有进入一种回顾自己、总结自己2019年的状态？
Yeah, it really is time to wrap up2019, sort of collect our thoughts and, you know, start to move on.
Exactly, and that's what we're doing today. 今天呢，我们就要教教大家英文怎么说总结这件事儿。
Okay, so if you guys check in the dictionary, the first word that is going to come up is summary.
Summary. S-U-M-M-A-R-Y.
That's right. And summary is a noun, so we always talk about a summary, the summary.
这就让我想到学校。学英语的时候要write a summary.
Write a summary, yep, for sure. So a summary could be like a book report. You have to write the summary of the story.
对。
Now, there is a verb for summary, and I'm sure a lot of you guys know that it is summarize.
To summarize.
Yes, you have to summarize something.
好，那是不是还可以说 in summary 呢？
Oh yes, that's good. You can say in summary.
这个就是比如写文章，对吧？到最后，总结一下我的观点。
Right.
In summary.
In summary, Adam should get a raise.
Right? 又来了
That was my report.
但是 how common is it to use it in daily speech? 就是口语里面会说 in summary.
Maybe not super common. We do have kind of a shorter phrase that we say, which is to sum up.
That's right. 那 in summary 呢，它是比较正式的一个说法，所以用在书面，或者说 you know, you're giving a very formal presentation.
Right.
那日常口语里面说，我总结一下。那就说 to sum up.
Yeah, so to sum up, basically, I work really hard and I should get a raise.
好，那除了 summary or summarize 呢，字典里你还会看到下面这个词。
Are you talking about conclude?
I am.
Okay, conclude.
So conclude.
Right. Now, this word basically only exists in...summaries, or in book reports, or in reports at work.
So it is a very formal word,
right? To conclude.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and the same with its noun cousin, conclusion. In conclusion.
对，所以大家有没有注意到啊？这两个词它的用法都是名词是 in conclusion, in summary, 然后动词的话就是 to summarize,
That's
to
right.
conclude.
There's one more thing to say about conclude. You might want to pronounce this conclude.Not con, it has C-O-N, but it's conclude.
Conclude.
Yeah, to conclude or in conclusion.
好，说完这正式的词啊，我们接下来来教教大家口语里真的很常用的词吧。
This is a good one. You guys have probably heard us use it before, but that's because people use it all the time. In a nutshell.
What?
In a nutshell.
In a...坚果的壳 nutshell.
That's right. Right. So, you know, a lot of nuts are very small, and so their shells are not much bigger. When you say something in a nutshell, you are really, really summarizing it. Only the most important things you are saying.
所以就是概括的意思，除了总结还有概括，
对
吧？
Right.
比如我问你 Adam, how has your 2019 been?
Okay, so obviously 2019,a whole year, there's lots of ups, there's lots of downs, there's lots of laughs, there's lots of sorrows, but in a nutshell, I don't get paid enough and I need a raise.
Okay, so in a nutshell 是口语里非常好的，你要概括总结的时候可以用的小短语。那接下来的这个短语呢，也是用到 in, it'sIn the end.
In the end, that's right. Tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, doesn't really matter.
End 就是最后结局的意思。So when you say in the end, 就是反正最后是这个样子的。
Right.
So it's kind of got that, you know, 总结。
Right, absolutely. So some people say when you are investing money, you should always invest at the same time every week or every month or whatever. And other people say, no, you should just put all in. You put it all in when you can. But in the end, it probably doesn't matter.
那像 Warren Buffett 那个搭档芒格，他就说啊、哦，很多人说我们 you know value investing， 我们要去挑公司、挑股票。他说，但是他们 miss 一个很重要的点，就是 in the end、what really matters is 在什么价位买。一个很好的公司，你在它最高价的时候买也不行。
Right. So you know.Guys like that, guys who are always giving really deep or really important advice will often use this phrase. You know, you could look at it this way. You could look at it that way. In the end...
What matters is this.
So it's funny because I actually do use this phrase and the next one a lot. And I think that's just because people in my family use it a lot. And it's really to express that it kind of doesn't matter. Something either matters or doesn't matter.
那接下来的 phrase 是什么？
At the end of the day.
Oh, so with in the end is 比较像的吗?
Same thing, because we're not talking about a day, like today. We're just talking about this abstract day.
对,这里啊,我们说 at the end of the day. 这句话不一定是要总结你的一天。
Right.
我们可以 use it to 总结一年,对不对? At the end of the day.
Yeah, or your life or time itself. Right.
对对对
at the end of the day, the most important thing is not money,It's friendship.
At the end of the day, I've had a great year.
Sure.
好的 ,moving along, 接下来要看的这个说法呢它就更有一种啊、oh, you know, 回望我的2019年回望这过去的一年。
Okay, so around this time of the year, we often see the phrase,Looking back or look back.
对,这个就是很 literal 的。
Yeah.
You turn your head and you look back.
Right, so if you're watching television, maybe the hosts will say, let's look back on, you know, the sports highlights from this year.
对,对,所以就是回望的意思啊。但这个要注意,就是如果你想说回望2019年,就回望后面一个具体的东西,一定要加一个介词。
That's right, on. So we're looking back on 2009. You could also say at, but this phrase, looking back on, it just sounds, I almost can't describe it. It just sounds a bit better.
但如果别人问你说，哎，你2019年怎么样？总结一下，你也可以就说。Well, looking back, you know, I've had some ups and some downs.
Right, that's true. That's true. So if you're going to use a phrase after it, then don't even worry about the preposition. If you're talking about the year, let's just play it safe and say, looking back on 2019.
Right.
But for example, if I'm talking about my life, you know, looking back on my life, looking back at my life, they're both fine.
那今天我们就说的是总结回顾过去的一年啊。那在年底的时候呢，各大媒体都会出这一类的 year in review 报
道。Have we ever done that?
We should.
We should. I can't believe we haven't thought of that until 2019. The year in review.
对
yeah, so magazines, newspapers, TV shows, they will always publish some kind of year in review.
对，因为 review 的有一个意思就是回顾总结。Re 这个前缀就是 do it again.
Do it again.
You're viewing it again.
Doing it again, that's right. Now, of course, you might think, well, why don't we just call it year review? Right, because we have things called peer review, and there's all sorts of different reviews.I don't know the answer. I just know that since I was a little boy, I've always seen this phrase at the end of the year, year in review.
对，所以大家就把它当一个完整的短语、完整的语块来记啊。好，那另外很像的一件东西呢，就是各大的榜单，就这个是今年最好的什么什么，最好的，最好看的十部电影，最好听的十首歌。
Right, so the best of 2019, the best songs of 2019, the best movies of 2019.
Best podcast of 2019.
Best boss of 2019,
没有那个 podcast, 我是有一个点，就是谢谢各位听众对我们的支持。我今天刚收到邮件，我们的潘吉杰尼告诉你节目呢。又获得了苹果的2019年最受欢迎播客之一。然后今年我们是跟其他好多优秀的播客啊，新的或者像我们这样有年头的 veteran podcast 一起共享这个荣誉。但我觉得也是因为 you know, when we first started doing this show, 你要看苹果播客 There was only like a handful of shows, really.
Right. You say you're the best of, but really.
每一个 podcast 都是 best. 但现在真的节目内容的资源越来越丰富，所以也是对我们喜欢学习、喜欢收听到更多资讯的朋友一个很好的福音。So thank you guys.Best of 2019. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
Someone needs a raise.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. How about, this is something we always see at the end of the year, top 10 lists.
Oh, shit. I love top 10 lists.
I do too. Top 10 reasons why Adam needs a raise. Number 10, he's poor. Number 9, he's great.
对，因为一年可能有很多好的东西，对不对？但是To sum up, 这是最好的诗歌。And really, with top 10 lists, 也有人会做 top 5 lists.
Yeah, or top 20.
对,
sure, the number doesn't matter. Top 10 is only famous. Well, it's famous for two reasons. One, top and 10 both start with T.
对。
So that just sounds nice. And also because it was on a very, very famous TV show for 30 years.
Which TV show?
One of your favorites, David Letterman.
Oh, 是吗?
Yeah, the top 10 list.
Right, every day.
Every day.
每天看,对。好,那这些榜单啊, review 啊, lists, they're kind of all like wrapping up the year.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think I used this phrase towards the beginning, wrap up. A little bit different than...
我想说,因为你很喜欢吃 wrap, 很喜欢吃卷嘛。
I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. had one for lunch and I wrapped that up pretty quickly. So wrap up has lots of different meanings.It can mean the same thing as sum up, like to wrap up.
Yeah.
Here's my conclusion. Here's my summary. Here's my final thoughts. But it can also mean to finish. So it's a great word to use sort of at the end of the year because we're doing both of those things.
Right. 哎，还有是不是拍电影的时候，人家说 it's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Yeah.
对
that's a wrap.
或者我们节目啊录录完了现在可以了。Oh, let's wrap up.
Let's wrap up. Yeah. So again, you could.Be at a meeting with all of your coworkers, and the boss will say, let's wrap this up a bit early. It just means finish. But again, wrap up can also mean sum up.
Okay. 好，那既然是回顾2019，那我们也要展望一下2020嘛。所以今天要教大家最后一组短语呢 ，has both in it.
Okay, so at the end of a year, we always turn the page on that year. So this year, we are turning the page on 2019. Wow, I can't believe I'm saying that.
是啊，就是把这一页翻过去了，对不对 ？And we are also
ringing in. 2020 or 2020.
Ringing in.
Ding, 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 ding.
就那个铃铛的 ring.
Right.
但为什么后面要加一个介词 in?
You're just welcoming it in. It's like, welcome into my home.
Oh, okay. 对,就好像你, you know, ring the bell.
Right.
然后欢迎他来,是不是?
Right.
Okay, so ringing in to 2020. Gotta get used to saying that. 好,那我们今天的节目, it's a pretty goodWrap up.
Yeah, it's a good time to wrap up.
Yeah, annual review, year in review. Looking back on your 2019, 大家都有什么样的一些感想呢？都欢迎在留言里跟我们一起分享。哎，最后我想到一个问题啊。2019年是说2019还是2019?
Oh, there's so many ways. We can say 2019, 2019, 2019. Yeah, there's a lot of ways. Fortunately, next year, it's really going to be one of two choices, 2020 or 2020.
I'm going to go with 2020.
2020 sounds pretty cool.
对,比较简单。好,今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢,也谢谢所有听众朋友们对我们的支持,让我们又获得了苹果年度最佳播客称号。谢谢大家,we'll see you next time, 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.